Olduvai Gorge was found by a German butterfly hunter in the year 1908. He rejoiced in the name of Wilhelm Katwinkel. But it was not until the 1920s that it was discovered that Olduvai Gorge was an extremely rich source of fossil animal bones. And it wasn't until 1931 that Louis Leakey, arguably the most famous paleoanthropologist with his wife Mary of all time, discovered the first stone tools at Olduvai Gorge. Louis Leakey was prophetic. He was a man, great instinct, and instinct is something that an archaeologist needs to be successful. And he said that one day, and I heard him myself say this as late as 1958, that one day fossil humans would be found at Olduvai. Not only would you find the fossils, but you would also find evidence of their activities. Now, Olduvai is a stratified set of lake beds. And these lake beds formed in very still water. And at places in them, the Leakey discovered places where there were scatters of stones and animal bones, which covered about the space of the studio. Very thin, obviously occupied for a very short time. And it was on these floors where there were choppers and flakes from stone and broken animal bones that Leakey said one day we will find a hominid. And in 1959, Mary Leakey discovered the fossil of a robust Australopithecus, which she called Australopithecus boisei, after a Mr. Boys, who was the philanthropist who paid for their research, which in fact is a robust Australopithecus, one of the three categories which we mentioned earlier in the lecture. Was this the toolmaker? The discovery of Homo habilis in a layer slightly below the year after strongly suggested that it was Homo habilis that was the toolmaker. And then in 1960 also, for the first time, potassium argon dating was used and proved that the bottom level of Olduvai Gorge was 2 million years old. And that Australopithecus boisei was 1.75 million years ago. At the time, it was thought that human origins dated back maybe 500,000 years. So as you can imagine, this was a pretty revolutionary discovery. But if you contemplate that since then, since 59, human origins have gone back to 2.5 million years, it's pretty dramatic. Homo habilis generally was agreed to be dated at Olduvai to about 1.8 million, just above the 2 million layer level. What did this human look like? It was about 4 feet 3 inches tall. Judging from the bones that had been found, it weighed about 88 pounds, was a slender bipedal hominid that looked very much like an Australopithecine. But the head was higher and rounder. The face protruded less, and the jaw was smaller. Not only that, but this hominid had a larger brain than Australopithecus. It had more curved hands, which were good for gripping. Think, if you manipulate a pebble, how you turn it in your hands. If you hold it in one and you flake with another hammer stone, you're manipulating. And it also had in its hands opposable thumbs, which enabled it to manipulate small objects and to make stone tools. This find was found on, or a part of, an artifact and animal bone scatter. And the Leakeys, and these were simpler times, described these as living floors, as camps, as the first home bases for humans ever discovered. Is this in fact correct? Much of the new research has been dedicated to finding out.